Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
I'm looking at Obadiah chapter 1 verse 13. It says, "You should not have entered the gate of my people in the day of their calamity."
Aye.
Indeed,
come on.
You should not have gazed on their affliction in the day of their calamity. Nor laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity. Here you'd see the neglect of giving comfort to people who are experiencing hardships. Eish. Yeah. And the Christ says, "Come unto me," the Hamashiach, "come unto me, all ye that are heavily laden. I shall give you rest." Says so. But with us, it seems like at times we neglect that.
Yeah.
And instead, we actually gloat about that. We talk about that. Ribina mukhosi. Kadi kamatshenyo abantu ba bang. And it's a serious issue of neglect, that one. Apostle?
Yeah, ne? Obulisin chunga very powerful after that scripture I was quoting. So I was meditating on it, I think, last week. What people are going through.
Yeah.
And also, oftentimes, than not, I've noticed for a lot of people measure where they are on the basis of what other people are going through. And when you have that attitude, therefore, it will be easy for you to withdraw your spiritual duties that are meant to really... Because remember, when you're making a mockery of what other people are going through, then in a nutshell, it simply says, you're not at the duty post. Because when you're at the duty post, remember also, one of... Gerek is also looked at as an army, you know, and... when we say, if the church is also depicted as an army, then it is a soldier. So we'll have, obviously, soldiers who get hurt because the battle again is very fierce. So the enemy who baba attack them. But, you know, soldiers that understand that every time they're in a battle, they know that even when the enemy hits one of them, it is our duty to make sure that the one that has been hit, you know, we must make sure that we minister healing to them. But unfortunately, we're in a world where people are really, really self-absorbed. People are self-centered. Some people would really, without thinking twice, not sort you out unless they're sought out themselves. So people must first answer their prayers first. The Lord must first sort out the situation that I experienced. When I was going through stuff, Mudimu un encourage you so that I can be of an encouragement to you. So now, unfortunately, that's the order of the day. But then allow me to add something to what we're talking about today. Remember, it is important for us, because if for you to come to a place where you're neglecting your spiritual gifts, no, and also that one doesn't also come overnight, you know. Sometimes you start by contemplating, and then you entertain it over and over. And when you entertain it, you actually put yourself in a situation where how can you hold? So because remember, even in our spiritual duties, we're expected to grow in them. Now, when you read in the book of Luke chapter 2, verse 52, he grew up in stature, in wisdom, you know, and he grew up in favor with both men and with God as well. So we see Morana Jesu increase in that which he was mandated to do. He increased in different areas of spirituality, physically, emotionally, relationally. You know, he increased. You know, he kept moving ahead. He kept moving forward. There was movement going on. So when we neglect our spiritual duty, in essence, what we're doing, we are also not allowing ourselves to grow in those duties. Because who, when you neglect your spiritual duty, how do you then grow?
Mm.
Pastor Makomo quoted a very powerful scripture. Some are given talents, and others by part. But you know, maybe by part, because somehow people misunderstanding, miscommunication. But the one who neglect and unconscious decision, I'm not going to do it.
Mm.
No matter what. And I'm not even going to grow in what I'm mandated to do. So when you're not growing, eventually you will neglect your spiritual duty. Also in the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, not neglecting to meet together as it is a habit. So now, meaning negligence can eventually become a habit. It's also a habit. So as a habit of some, but encourage one another. We are mandated to encourage one another. We are mandated to be there, not mock one another, not bring one another down. Kana baba ngre uba bilem batala lor ona akatela king king king. You batavata serve them right. You know, but baba mbabeal kuru utavu utabilo or hey finally nae ugo uvelela into ezinganjani na na kana horikema. But you don't realize it's a soldier at that moment. We talk away not to come through for them. And another sad thing, when you read the story of Cain and Abel, Cain neglected his duty and his role as a big brother. You know, God neglected someone. You know, and eventually I'm a bullier. So when we neglect our spiritual duty, we also indirectly killing those that you are supposed to help. Initially, we let them turn over to the people with healing ministry. So when they have to offer that service, somehow people must first do something. But as I say, Cain, because of faith in his duty, because of whether he jealous, whatever, it means that about can neglect a big brother, a family, a liar, a butahai. So we do more to serve when you neglect your spiritual duty, when you withdraw your spiritual duty, you are killing a family, you are killing individuals, you are killing a community, and you are killing a nation. May the Lord help us to ponder on this thing and really, really retrace our steps back and go back to the word of God. One of the things, you know, I've noticed, or, you know, whenever I know with this advancement, that technology, the Bible apps, they're making things very easy for us. You can access worship all everywhere. You know, with YouTube, you know, powerful worship songs. So, now going about to one next lecture, even the Tabaya Hobala, even on the phone, how many people will really, really take time out and just spend 15 minutes to study the Word of God? Will rather be on social media. And when your heart is drawn to those things, when your heart is drawn to certain things, not so much to the things of God, somehow something on the inside begins to die. And once that spirit man on the inside dies, at the end of the day, before you know it, you have neglected your spiritual duty. Whatever you do, feed your spirit man. Make sure that you continue to increase, continue to go to grow like Jesus did. And lastly, on this segment, I want to say as well, community is very important. Community, we really need one another. When we neglect meeting one another, Raipolaya, you know, nekima meet somebody, why Mutola when she was experiencing this thing, asata koronako kriken luto mutusa. You know, because one of the things that we do, we're supposed to do in a community, and when all of us, you know, are in the duty post and we are doing what you're supposed to do, is to be there for one another. Now, you don't even have to be asked. You will see a need and you will meet it. So when we neglect these duties, you know, but the needs are not met. Yes, Mudimu meets other needs. Tomorrow, Mudimu sometimes, he will use you to meet other people's needs.
Yes,
but
yes.
Be at your duty post.
Be at your duty post. It is important that we be at our duty post. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say about this What kind of spiritual neglect do we see ourselves in when it comes to these days? I need to hear from you as to what you make of it. All right. Omix. Oh, Omix. You know Omix, Angitine? Oh, yes. Omix, thank you so much, man. It says, hallelujah to the opening song, Sakiwe Pezgwe Segelo. Thank you, I am blessed. Oh, yes, man. Omix says, each one of us has a role, not picked by us, but by God. We need to find out what's our role in the fivefold ministry. In my opinion, we neglect the ministry of evangelism as messengers who are supposed to proclaim the good news and welcome people to join the kingdom of light. Everyone must be tasked with evangelism to those not yet in family, in the family of the Father. God has strengthened us in the area of preaching and witnessing with a passion for winning lost souls to become followers of Christ. Let all of us not neglect God's people, but keep telling the good news. Revelation 22, verses 10. That is Onyx there. Onyx, thank you so much. Thank you so much. May the Father do you good.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit, buzzing with life. Dumisane!
Hello, Pastor A.
Greetings.
It's me once again, Dumisane. Greetings to everybody.
Welcome.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today's topic, Pastor A, the neglect of duty.
Mm.
Wow. You know, that is quite something, because you remember in the book of Hebrews, God said that if anyone plows and then turns back, my soul does not rejoice on such. So to neglect duties is not something that makes God happy. It's something that breaks, like you are breaking your leg, because those duties are within a bond of a covenant. Now, why people neglect duties? The first reason is the covenant. They are not is to have a right relationship with God. Which is a covenant with him through Christ. So you are one with God. So by the time you break the your leg, you can't do that yourself, you see. Mm. So once this relationship, this marriage, covenant relationship with God in Christ is vital, it is almost always impossible to think of neglecting the duty involved there. Another thing is that, Pastor Ray, there are people who are busy doing something in the name of God or for God, but God didn't send them.
Mm.
They did it for themselves, or they saw somebody doing it, and then they are doing it, and then now that's it. So whenever they feel like stopping, they will stop. It's their thing. I mean, it's in their rules, it's in their terms. So also doing something that you do not, God did not ask. It does not feed into this step, into this relationship. You can drop it whenever you feel like. So other people do that. I mean, there in the book of John, First John, John said, when he's talking about the Antichrist, he said, they left us so that they are revealed that they are not us. They are not part of us. They are not part of this bond, this relationship with the Father and the Son. So they were manifested. So they dropped things when they feel good, these things ain't working for me. They left. So doing things that we are not asked for, it could even lead to being an antichrist, basically. We are actually working against God. Yeah. Then another reason, Pastor Ray, it's basically, this is a child of God. This is in the relationship with Christ, but they actually lack faith or belief. This is also common, particularly to people who are starting to plow in the kingdom of God. They need encouragement. Now, they don't necessarily need motivational encouragement to say, yeah, you can do this, you're smart enough. They need faith in Christ. Because if you're not operating in faith in Christ, Pastor Ray, you're going to operate in the flesh. Now, the flesh does not operate by love, the love of God. It operates by lust. So you are doing the things of God because there is something for you in them. So if you don't get those things, as said, or you will turn your back. Or continue if those things you are doing are working for you, but you are not necessarily executing the duty of God, even though you are a child of God. Now, Paul also warned Timothy, saying, don't appoint into duty people who are new in the Lord, because they are still in Jesus. They are not yet circumcised in the heart. They are in that process. And it's a painful process. We all know that. But it's worth it. So if they are all of a sudden in charge of something, they won't stop. People don't like to look fuzzy. So they'll simply switch the heart and take the heart of the devil. They will then operate with pride, which becomes more detrimental. You see? Producing wrong motives. So what would be the wrong motive now? The wrong motive would be you are serving God, but not for the glory of God. But you see, that is basically, again, a danger of becoming like Satan. So you basically, I'm going to rise above God and all of that. So now you're actually heading for the trouble. Yeah. Thank you so much, Pastor Ray. Just to encourage everybody, let's vitalize the relationship with Christ, the Lamb, and make friends with the Holy Spirit, the dove. See, you are a lamb and you are led by the dove. Both these animals are sensitive. You need to follow that sensitivity even as you serve. You serve with fear, not with pride, with this humility, this all giving, with love. You know, love is laying your life down. Yeah, then now you're in the right track. Thank you so much for the topic. Hallelujah. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate Mfowethu Dumisani. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Shadrach Kumalo.
Sabona ncike inkosi Prare.
Mebram.
Noma ngithole phakathi this topic, but ngithathi ngiphonsa ngisikelijikayo. Okunye ngibonile ekwenza ukuthi singabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu singawuphumeli like i-outreach ministry, like ikhathi evangelist lisebantwini. Ukuthi abanye bethu sinomoya wokwesaba ngalo Jesu wethu, asisithembi ngaye, and futhi akunamnikelo lapha esigangeni. Lapha esigangeni idakwa ziyathukana, even abantu nje abangakholwa bayancafa, abanye bayathukana. Manje le nto ibiza abantu abagcwele umoya kaNkulunkulu. Ngempela sibizele kuyo le nkonzo, baba, ukuthi sihambe sotshela abantu ngoJesu, because lithi iBhayibheli uma lifihlekile lifihlekelwe kwabalahlwayo, and singabalindi sewuba necala uma siyothula thina. Siyabonga prayer.
Hola, 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 Pruam, siyabonga. Shadrach Kumalo, Thank you so much. I really appreciate, man. We give the Father the glory.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Mfundisi wamina.
Ah, sibingelele pastor, sibingelele nakubalaleli bonke be radio pulpit umsakazo wethu indzaba leti tfokotisako. Emfundisi yavakala indzaba mfundi ngithandile lapha yana umfundisi Makamu ayishilo lapha athi ungasidebezeli noma ungasivilapheli isipho isiphiwo lesikulu.
Yeah.
Sishangana irini sishangana.
Mm.
Ungasithathele phansi now this but as I don't yanti. Ungasithathele phansi isiphiwo lesisikuwe. Manje ke mfundisi wami uma ngise Greenville.
Mm.
Ngayeka konke ngihamba ngayosebenza senkonzweni.
Mm.
Ngiyenza umsebenzi wenkonzo wokuthandaza nokulungisa itulo nokushanyela enkonzweni konke. Ngisebenza mina. Manje ngabuya ngapha eSouth Africa ngala eJohannesburg ngapha.
Yeah.
Ngafika lana ngawuthola futhi lo msebenzi lo okusebenza enkonzweni.
Yeah.
Esihlala eCatholic, ngasuka eCatholic ngabuya ngapha eTsakane ngale. Oh ngihamba mfundisi. Sisebenza emizini ke lapho.
Yeah.
Ngoba umfundisi kumfundisi Mathebula uDavid.
Yeah.
Niya abantu ke laba bakwazi ukuphatha umuntu lapho. Uyakubhadala umfundisi Mathebula. Ngisebenza ekhampani ngisebenza nasenkonzweni. Ngihamba nemizi nemizana mfundisi. Ngoba uma usebenze namhla usabuya kusasa phela. Ngiyakwenye indawo mfundisi. Ngiphuluja yonke leya ndawo mfundisi leya. Ngihlale esontweni ngihole 50 rand lapho kule nkonzo leya. Kodwa nawe lapho ngiyashikisha mfundisi lapho. Manje kuhamba isikhathi mfundisi nasemathendeni ngiya mfundisi.
Yeah.
Bangibike ntambama ngiyethendeni ngiyolala ethendeni. Thendeni uma lima ethende. Emini nje, emini noma ekuseni ngabo 10, 11, liya isalimisa ithende. Ngilala lapho mina ethendeni lapho. Ebusuku kanje bazohamba bazalo nyaphuma inkonzo mina ngisala ngiyalala lapho.
Eish.
Ngiyacima ngilala. Angisabi ukuthi mhlambe ngizofikelwa isipoko noma kuzofika yimi lokho akukho lokho.
Yeah.
Uyabona mfundi ngasebenza ke ithende lathathwa omunye ke ngamshiyana ngamiyekela nalo. Labe seli ngisala namakhaya ngathi loku asimsema kunamali lento le ngibulaleka mahala so uma ngaya ngale eMpumalanga ngale ngathola imisebenzi ngale ah loku ngiyakuyeka loku mfundisi ngithengilele mfundisi
yeah
sengifungivaka ngilungisile vele ngiyapakisha izinto ukuthi ngizohamba ngaphupha omunye angipha lo msebenzi wona lo ngingawufuna mfundisi akangiphi ngabe belungu ngipha khona le ekhalekisele station 2 ungipha umsebenzi wona lo wamakhaya lo
yeah
ngaphapha moto ngisabuyela kuloko yamina lokuya aloko kunomali umzi lo mina kunqona ngihambe ngengalo ngizothola umsebenzi ngalenele spread ngale manje ke ayi akuzanga kwaba nesikhathe eside emali kwabe sengibekile ngakuthi ngizohamba ngeFriday ngale singaka ingaka emfundisi kwafika abantu bathi uyafuna wena sothola umsebenzi eBinoni Nobuya la ubinoni mfundisi ngakhala ngolo umsebenzi lonkulu lo nguphiwe lo yamuntu lo lo bengawufuna umsebenzi lo ngisebenza wona ngibuya kuwo manje uyabona mfundisi manje ke ukuthathela phansi isithunywa lesisuku akubi kahle kanimambo
mfundisi mina nakhenza hey madoda send us your WhatsApp 0826572729 let's hear what you say
many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine The Word for Today this publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day inspiring every person from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082 0800 657 2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Funis Makam, let me bring this to you, my friend. And I'm looking at Zechariah 11:16. For indeed, I will raise up a shepherd in the land who will not care for those who are cut off, nor seek the young, nor heal those who are broken, nor feed those who that still stand, but he will eat the flesh of the fat and tear their hooves into pieces. Aren't we seeing those kinds of leaders these days, Muruti, who basically, instead of feeding the flock, they are fleecing the flock, and they don't even seek the young. You know, the young, we constantly have to seek them because they wander off sometimes. So we constantly have to keep an open eye and seek them. But these, since they don't care about the young when they wander off. You know, they don't care about children when they wander off. They don't care about youth and young adults, the young people, when they wander off. And also it says, these shepherds will not care even for those who are cut off. Ish. Mm. What a neglect.
Yeah.
Utin Murut.
Yeah. Ish, this one. Unkulukulu mai kuluma kanjena. Uye wabuka. Ukuthi na esikhatini siphila kuso sinabelusi abadla izimvu, hayi abalusi izimvu ukuthi ziyodla utshani. Bona izimvu zibaleka ebhubezi le ukuthi zingadliwa ebhubezi, zifika zidliwe wuye la. Umelusi wuye omithisayo khona la, wuye ozalisa izimvu khona la. And that is neglecting umsebenzi lo uNkulunkulu akunikeze wona. Unkulunkulu uthi David, the Lord is my shepherd, I will lack nothing. Akasho ukuthi the Lord uye kumele amithise mina, no. Uthi the Lord is my shepherd, I will lack nothing. So as angiluse emadleleni alihlaza, athulise umoya wami, angihambisani nalapho noma ngabe ngihambe emgodini wethunzi lokufa, angiyokwesaba ngoba I have a good shepherd. So namhlanje abantu babaleka igebengu bese bazothola igebengu ezinethayi phakathi. Abanye babaleka abantu lengaphandle le, bafike bathola lapha phakathi ukuthi nala kuwese ukudlula lengaphandle. So that is neglecting umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu. Kunokunye mfundisi ngike ngakubuka ibandla elikuneglectayo kakhulu, irebuke. Irebuke mfundisi wami, kurebukwa abantu abayihluphekelayo nje. Irebuke iyakhetha kakhulu when it comes to rebuke. Kunabantu abadlala ama instruments phakathi kwebandla. Uyangena umfana uyamithisa, akunandaba because inkinga uma singamkhuza azohamba, and abantu bazohamba ngenxa yokuthi kuzosuka sekungasenamuntu azobadlalela ama-instrument, ubani azodlalela ama-instrument. Ibandla is neglecting i-holiness yekaNkulunkulu ngoba yithi akunandaba as long sibe nenumber yabantu, as long abantu bakhona, holiness ayinandaba noma ingekho, it's okay. Kumithiswe khona la, kwenze umkhuba khona la, kuthathwe inkonkoni zibekwe khona la, kuthathwe ezinye zibekwe, kuthatha abanye babekwa kwe-leadership positions emabandleni, but they don't deserve, abahlolwa kutina. According to the Bible, kumele bahlolwa abantu. Hayi ngokuthi uvele nje ngoba uyi-social worker, unemandla salary, or uyinesi or uthisha, kumele athathwe abeke kuposition yebandla. Kumele kubekwa abantu abanenhliziyo yokwenza umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu. Uyibona kanjani lento? Uyibona ngokuya kwesikhathi and asking God ukuthi uNkulunkulu, abaphi abanenhliziyo yakho ukuthi bayenze lo msebenzi, bazovela. But now kuyaneglectwa yonke le nto lela because sifuna ukuthi into siyibambile kakhulu ukuthi nzilonge ngibe inamba yabantu aba inamba ethile sisebenza ngamanamba kongathi kuse parliament emabandleni akusasebenzwa ngi holiness kaNkuluNkulu. So ibandla kaNkuluNkulu malingani neglect i rebuke. If there is a need for somebody to be rebuked, abizwa ke DC makabizwe makaye ayo disciplina lo muntu lo lapha according to what is written in the word of God. Not according to ingqondo zethu. You understand? So ukunye ke ngikubuka futhi ku neglect umfundisi wami. Ngike ngabuka inqeko most of the times when we are about to deliver the word, we don't prepare a message. Yeah, siya neglect ukufunda, ukuvuka nje ufunde. Uma ngaba one occupation enye emini njengami ngisebenzayo. Nikuthani esuku uvuke uhlale ukukhuluma nobaba, read your word, ukhuluma ukuthi ubaba ufuna ngithini. Naba abantu ufuna ngithini. Ungayi ngokuthi na ngizofika ngibambe ingoma laphana sakhiwe sokuthi wena uyakwakuphi? Wena uyakwakuphi? No. Ungabambi itshumayelo ngengoma. Esethi uyayidiliva kahle ngendlela efanele, hayi ukuthi uyakhe intshumayelo ngengoma. Okunye ngikubukayo kuyineglect umfundisi wami.
Yeah.
Si neglect uku evangelize. We think ukuthi lokho evangelize kumisi tende. That is what is in our mind ukuthi na hayi kumele sizwe sithola lo muntu unomsindo kakhulu wase Natala kube wheels as afika enze umsindo then no ukuvanjelaza one on one yasebenza ungene nje khona la garden ukhulume naye umuntu umtshela ngayo ngothando lukaNkulunkulu ngendlela the way ngiqala ngakhona la ngangena house to over 300 houses ngingenile la ngena house to house ngikhuleke nabo umtshela ngoJesu lo usindisayo. So singayi neglect leyo nto le lapho ngoba uNkulunkulu sibizele lokho.
Yeah.
Number 3 nan kuningi mfundisi singakubeka mani bathi anke ndedela abanye mfundisi bakhe bavele ngoba we need ukuthi na singa neglect umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu. Umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu uma siwu neglect then ke we are telling uNkulunkulu ukuthi le nto ayibeke kithi uNkulunkulu ayisebenzi. UNkulunkulu makayithatha ahlale naye yena azenzele yena. Sifana nalo uMathewu chapter 25 athi na ngiyazile ukuthi wena uthanda ukuvuna la ungasebenzanga khona.
I hear you. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there also. 012-334-1322. Thursday Live, the name of the show. We are talking about the neglect of duty, spiritual duties. And when we look at ourselves, what are some of the duties that say, hey, to a great extent here, we seem to have neglected. Let's hear from you.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Mr. Nkosi Vusmuzi says, good evening, Fundisi. These are the scriptures I like about negligence. James 4:17, Chronicles. Which one was the first Chronicles or the second Chronicles? It says Chronicles 29:11 and 2 Peter 1:12, Hebrews 2 verses 3. Absolutely, man. I wish you could send me a voice note. Njengizwe voice yakho sekuyisikhashana. Sekuyisikhathi ngakuzwa mfethu. Akuyenze iplan lapho ke Tartaric ngifuna ukukuzwa. Ngifuna ukukuzwa kahle vusi bese ungitshela nango Tartaric ukuthi siyomhlasela kanjani simshumayeze u Tartaric umfethu omncane. Awuze ke. Give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
No hassles, no frills, it's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Matthew 25, verses 43, I was a stranger and you did not take me in. Naked, you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, you did not visit me. Yeah, this one about the neglect of duty, Christ is putting it straight across the Hamashiach, straight across. Apostle?
Corona, this will be your answer. You did not do what was expected from you to do. So, in essence, when we neglect our duties, we are not doing what we are supposed to do and what is expected of us. Because Harry, I was in jail, you didn't come visit me, I was in hospital. And that's exactly what we're doing when I go to Lingoyona. But obvious. Is it not obvious? I want to say, we must go so babon. But this is the very thing that we are not doing. And having said that as well, allow me to also add another scripture, and that is not even very far from what you have quoted. Luke chapter 10, verse 29 to 37. You know, it speaks about a man, you know, who was coming from Jerusalem to Jericho. And then, this guy was left to die. But the same road, a priest, a Levite. And the Bible says, you know, they did not even bother to do something to reach to this man, to really, really assist him. And the person was assisted by the most unlikely person, which was a Samaritan. And Bazalwani, this is the picture that I see that is happening in our communities, Uguti, as leaders, as pastors, because we're busy, we are pursuing the gold. We're not pursuing the things of God. We are pursuing every other thing else. But the very duties, the Nkulunkulu expects our good citizens as is end. So as a result, our communities are attacked, you know, by robbers. Our families are seriously under attack. Bazalwane, abantwana, they're out of control. They're out of character. Abo mama, kona manje when you check a statistic in South Africa, bari the rate of asadi iloko dimu baba chitang more than banana. So say it is seriously skyrocketed, and the rate of crime, the rate of witchcraft, the rate of evil has gone so up because as a body of Christ, Tina, we have neglected our duties. We are placed in our community, you know, because we are supposed to be the watchmen of our communities. So when we are not a watchman of our communities, Satan is an opportunist. He begins to take over our communities. Look at the rate of poverty. Unemployment has skyrocketed. So as a result, unemployment has gone so high. Amantu manje, they now get involved in criminal activities because they're trying to make a living. But South Africa and bright in the corner where you are. So Tina, as the body of Christ in South Africa, even before we can go beyond the borders of South Africa, where things have gone so out of control simply because we have neglected our duties, and again, it's a neglect our spiritual duties, because sometimes Renan says, no, it's not my duty. It's duty kaban ban. It's duty esonte elkulu. It's duty lekaban ban. Banabakulu. Start where you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Don't neglect our duties. Gangan, all of us, if we can do what we expected to do. As Jesus was saying, Azanganeza. I'm a prison ministry. Abantabani, Abasa. We don't even go to, remember, kana kotara na way back. We'd go to Ukala from Horapelo, you know,
yes.
So forth and so on. But like the enemy somehow, when the Gutisubonogati, all these duties are not important, they're very important. And we are seeing the consequences in negligence here too. In our own communities, it hurts so bad. Even in our nation, the state of our country, the way in our corner, the state of our community, the state of our families and the state of our community is as a result of Tina. As churches in the community, we are neglecting our duty. Ukulminte, very powerful. What, you know, sometimes the only time that we are really serious about these duties, because I mean, I've been, because next door, I'm going to barking, Hunale hospice and a shelter for Wantanaba homeless and Chakanele drug rehabilitation. So now, Kaka Mandela Day, before that, I would get calls. We get a number, and that was the only time that I would get calls. Because that's the only time, and people realize that they are mandated to actually perform certain duties.
Mm.
But the whole year, we are not doing anything. And at that time, on the space where we are not doing anything, the enemy was size at that moment, because the enemy is an opportunist. We are bombarded our families, we are bombarded our parents, we are bombarded our parents. We are called people. Just even sometimes people don't even want to come to church anymore, because we really, really affecting the four corners of the church, but not beyond. So outside us isn't as handy, because as a church we are neglecting our duties, just like the Levite and the priest who neglected to really do something and rescue this person that was in trouble. Our communities are in trouble. Let us rise up, you know, and rise up to the occasion and remember ukuthi uNkulunkulu usibekile la as watchman, usibekile la to continue the mandate of the kingdom of God and to continue with our spiritual duty.
Somehow I lost the Apostle Phumlamfe, and I'll try to get her back. And of course, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322, and you can also send us a WhatsApp 0826572729, 0826572729. Let's hear from you. Apostle, just hold on a bit for me. Let's take this call. Hello there, hi. Ritin likai, papa.
How are you, Ritin?
Thank you, champ.
Amen, Ritin.
Welcome, Ritin Sandua.
Amen. Yo, elor Ritin Sandua le nkopotsa kutle le thoma le ntate maka mo mo. Le nkopotsa ka ngwa ho monga 69 years old.
Mm.
Na ke le fa ira di show tsa Montare.
Mm.
Ka 12.
Mm.
La re monna la re o muruti. No.
Oh yes.
On air.
And you refused. You said no. And now you are, and a very good one.
I also do that. And Mkanga Mkibu, I am Rituaka Murutire.
Hallelujah.
Neglecting the things of this.
Yes, sir.
Very dangerous.
Mm.
Very, very dangerous.
Mm.
Like, when I check my dictionary, the word negligent, it means failure to take proper care in doing something.
Mm.
Failure to take proper care in doing something. So, it tells me that negligence is a weapon that the devil uses.
Mm.
Unaware,
yeah.
And we are not aware. Kayona, it's very dangerous. It is very, very. It kills the spirit. It kills who you are as a child. It kills your moral. It kills basically who you are as a child of God.
Mm. Mm.
The reflection of your child. Because if you neglect, if I can take one example, let's say there's somebody who's asking for bread, and then they know that you are a child of God, and is standing along side of the road. Then they say, So you have killed them. Those who are watching, you have even the person who are limbo, hata ukrako koko kiri kenga bishiu. Then, akwatswana, akaspulus, kakamri loka re rawatwa tito, waro hoko tama, maikwa wala mofati hoko tama, tito sela sake ila hempeli suku, akaspulus, kakamri. So, negligence, it's one ali, it's similar to somebody washing them pa na sabasapoti. When you neglect what you are supposed to do, you are killing the child inside you.
Hmm.
I was supporting one because that small thing, not on through it, it will feed that child, that spirit, that gift. Negligence is so dangerous. It's one of the Okata oxygen, Holocaust, or Okata oxygen, Montuni Piling, Okata oxygen, it's going to die. You are killing the child. You are killing the gift. Mm. You are giving the wrong image.
Yeah.
Negligence is very, very, very dangerous. And then we are neglecting, we are taking it so easy. In most cases, it's very dangerous. It's like you are running away from your responsibility. I remember Jonah neglected his calling and then so it means if you neglect to pray, you can put your family, your church, your friends in danger. So it's a critical thing. We must be careful because this is what the devil used to destroy us or to destroy people who are relying in what in our prayers in who are relying, because the Bible says, I remember the Bible says, I cannot harm those you love because you do. If we are not negligent, the radius of our holiness cover even our families, our friends, because Mudimu can anya kukisa wena botlhoko.
Sure.
E ho sa rapele o ba kentsa mo kotsi. Amen.
Sure. Thank you so much, Amen. Champ. May the Father do you good work. Thank you so much.
Are you professor? Are you professor? Today I'm Peter Pan.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Like Muruti Nagirang. While I was still young, he murutare rako kereking nagikwaladi notes, kikwaladi notes. Heki fika ko cost kolong. He nagibatse na kayo na kero la muruti.
Yeah.
Kire ngar kire. Yeah. What? Mo pukenya so so so.
Yeah.
Muti mo aso.
Yeah.
Kibarere. Amen.
Thank you, champ.
Thank you, champ. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
All
right, then.
We love you so much.
We love you, man. And, of course, the time has just gone to 6 minutes before the hour. You still can send a WhatsApp. No, you still can send a WhatsApp. 0826572729. Now, let us close it this way. Apostle, because you cut a bit there, I think you can make your conclusion also. Look, when you look into Luke chapter, because I was reading for you Matthew 25:43, I was a stranger, you did not take me in naked, you did not clothe me, sick and in prison, you did not visit me. Christ is putting it bare. And you were concluding. Let me give over to you again. Apostle?
Muruti, I concluded that scripture said the Bible wrote that this man who was beaten by thugs as well. This is what, you know, our negligence is costing families and community and also with this nation. And the scripture that you quoted is very powerful because if you're not a member, they can't really help you.
Yeah.
So you need to first become a member. So at the end of the day, literally, about those kind of priests and Levites who pass people by because they are not part of our church and Abapolo. So, I mean, the Samaritan, not to say everybody, regardless of the fact that they believed or not. So, Ronaka Neti, we are really, really, really the ones, Baba Ling, responsible for the moral decay, moral degeneration, the crime, Ezahalang, South Africa. We are responsible at the body of Christ because are we the duty darren? Are we go back to what talking to so good thing? People must come to us. We are no longer. Initially, you said something very powerful that even the issue of evangelism, you know, what open air, you know, you might not even do an open air, but just being in an Uber or just being somewhere, meeting somebody You can yes. talk to them about, but we don't do that. Yes.
The outreach,
because
yes.
Because that people don't care, people don't have time. But if you make it a point, you'll get somebody who have time, who will want to listen. Oh, Pelo Baba Nabota change overnight. So may the Lord help us, can we to her. We are not supposed to neglect our spiritual duty, irregardless of the pressure we are in, irregardless of the fact that you're going through stuff that you can't deal with, but we need to continue in season and out of season with our spiritual duty.
Absolutely.
This word, in season and out of season.
Sure.
Continue with your spiritual duties in season and out of season.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just after this.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Phyllis Makamu, I'm looking at Luke chapter 16, 21. Desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. Eish. The neglect of those who are poor. The neglect of those who lack. The neglect of the sick. And James chapter 4 verses 17, that's my closing argument. It says, therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. Phyllis Makam, what say you? You have 2 minutes. Go for it.
Jehovah ufuna kutina konke asitshela khona sikwenza. Hayi kutina sibuza ma ukuningi ukuthi no ungamane ubuza ukuthi na ngiqala kanjani. Do it. Umathi na jump. Just ask him how high he wants me to jump.
Check.
But if we fail to do that, then we are neglecting Msibenzi wakhe.
Yeah.
And Msibenzi wakhe uNkulunkulu ukuthi sithandane, sikhulekelane. Do you remember laphana ku Acts chapter 12? Kwaboshwa kwabulawa uJames.
Yeah.
Ebandla lathula. The neglect umkhuleko. When Ulo umabona ukuthi nakukubajabulisile amaJuda wahamba yobapho uPeter ukuthi naye lola naye uyahamba alindele ipaseka. Then the church kanile phaphama ukuthi lokunento siyikhohliwe ukukhuleka lithi iBhayibheli the church prayed earnestly for him. In other words, in this case, Babula Lea, Pandela Tula, Zanga, neglect Mkulek. So we need not to neglect Mangabi Kunukuan is not to I look for anything that we do, Sivula, Amalupu, Lukutuna, Usatana, operator freely. In Kusumusa, my Busisi, Kukokong and Tandokusha Kutuna. Jesus Christ is the Lord, we like it or not. And Umesukua, Waka Yasha Hamashia is not to go Fuka Quak. But the way azalwa ngakhona ayikho ivijini ke yabanomntwana ayikho nesozi yabakhona, but he was born by a virgin. So loko kumseparate kubo bonke abazebe bangamakhosi bayini nabake bavuka bobanibani, yena uzalwa kwakhe was born by a virgin. Ukusumusa mayibusisi.
Yeah.
And as of course, he will rule, we like it or not. Musaba ungo wakhe. He will rule.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Amen. And I want to thank you. Thank you for this Makam. We really appreciate. Pass our regards at home, sir.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu, angibonga nakumpostolo wami, ngiyabonga neprocess yonke aninikeze yona, ngiyayamkela. Inkosi Musama ibusise, ngibonga nakubo bonke ukuthi nasiyahlangana same place, same time.
And of course, also thank you very much. Hey, Phyllis Makam, angazi ukuthi umama uyamletha ngeyi 9 lapha enkangala. Angithi kunale yankonzo leyana. Angazi. But, yeah. Angazi.
Sizokhuluma.
Yeah.
Amen.
Apostle, thank you so much. Much love, man. Much appreciation and adoration.
Amen. Much love to everyone. Pastor Makamu, to you, my brother, to our listeners. Till we meet again. Same time, same place. Next week, Thursday. Shalom, shalom.
Tuda Rabba. And then, of course, thank you so much for listening. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. By His Holy Spirit, He guides us into all truth. We really appreciate. And thank you for bearing with us as we do the show. And I know you know even more than this, but you chose just to tolerate us. I really appreciate. Tuda! Rabba.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.